Tamil's mother, Mem Davinia, had been hovering in the background, tending a batch of barley scones on the griddle. Wiping floury paws upon an apron corner, she bustled forward, placing herself firmly between husband and son.
"That's quite enough of that corny formula. I'll not have language like that under my roof. Where do you think you are? In the middle of a battlefield? I won't have you roaring at my tamo in such a manner."
Instead of calming the colonel's wrath, his wife's remark had the opposite effect. Suffused with blood, his ears went bright pink and stood up like spear points. He flung down the pay stick and stamped so hard upon it that he hurt his foot paw.
"You lily and blood and fur and vinegar, ma'am!"
Mem countered by drawing herself up regally as she grabbed Tamo's head and buried it in the flowery folds of her apron.
"Keep your voice down, sir. No sense in setting a bad example to your son and making yourself ill all over some battle axe."
The colonel knew better than to ignore his wife. Rubbing ruefully at his foot paw, he retrieved the pay stick. Then, fixing his monocle straight, he sat upright, struggling to moderate his tone.
"Some battle axe indeed, madam. I'm discussing one particular weapon, my battle axe, this battle axe. Do you know that young rip took a chip out of the blade, probably hacking away at some boulder? A chip off my blade, ma'am. The same battle axe that was the pride of the old 51st Paw and Fur Platoon of the Long Patrol. It was a blade that separated sea rats from their gizzards and garters, flayed ferrets out of their fur, whacked weasels and shortened stoats into stumps. And who was it chipped the blade? That layabout of a leveret, that's who."
Tamo struggled free of Mem's apron, his face thickened with white flower dust. He sneezed twice before speaking.
"I ain't a leveret any longer, sir. If you let me join the jolly old dog patrol, then I wouldn't have to get up to all sorts of mischief, especially with your axe, sir."
The colonel sighed and shook his head, the monocle falling to one side, as he settled back wearily into his armchair.
"I've told you 100 times, Mledo, you're far too young, too wild and wayward, not got the seasons under your belt yet. You speak to him, Mem, dear. The road's got me worn out. Join the Long Patrol, indeed. No self-respecting badger lord would tolerate a green behind the ears little pestilence like you. Let it back. Run along and play now. You've given me enough grave fare. Go and bother some other beast. Be off. You're dismissed, sir. Matter closed."
Tamo saluted smartly and hurried off, blinking back on shed tears at his father's brusque command. Mem took the pay stick from her husband's lap and slapped it down hard into his paw.
"Shame on you, Cornsbury,"
she cried.
"You're not but a heartless old bodger. How could you talk to your own son like that?"